Success begins in the 6 inches between your ears. If you want more money, more time, more happiness, and more love in your life, then listen to The Success Show with Chris and Suzanne Stiles every Tuesday night at 7:15.
Mix 93.8 FM, you're with Chris and Suzanne Stiles for The Success Show this week. And we've just got so much to pack in. I'm not going to do a review of the weekend. We'll do that next week. But we have got some amazing, amazing guests in studio tonight for a very, very different reason. I mean, how many times do you get the opportunity to interview a finalist for Miss South Africa 2014 who is driving her campaign in a completely different way, something that I'm sure, if you really look at it, has just not been done before. So we have Kayleen Marais with us, and I'm going to tell you, you can send us any questions on SMS 41348. SMSs are charged at 1 rand 50. You can send us a tweet on @mix938fm, or you can like her on Facebook, and that's Miss SA Kayleen Marais, CayleenMarais, two words.
Well, I was super excited when I found out about Kayleen Marais, because not only is she exceptionally beautiful, I'm sitting right next to her here in the studio, and it is actually just such a cool thing to be able to say, but her entire campaign is going around the mind. It's going around helping people understand that the 6 inches between your ears, just as we say when the show gets introduced, is what makes or breaks your life. And as a young ambassador of our country and one of the finalists for Miss South Africa 2014, she's absolutely passionate about helping people understand and create success using their mind, using the power of the mind, using their brain. And she's very, very well trained in all of this. Kayleen, welcome to Mix FM. Welcome into the studio. Delighted to have you here.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Now, earlier I was looking at your CV and or your short bio, shall I put it as that. And goodness me, 23 years of age, just completed your bachelor's degree in languages, majoring in copywriting and editing, master's degree in neurolinguistic programming from the American Board of NLP. Fantastic. Since 2010, you've been competing in pageants. You've won about 50 titles, and you recently represented South Africa at the Miss Global Beauty, where you placed in the top five. What I loved the most, and this is why I wanted you here on the show, because in your short bio you say, when taking on Miss South Africa, you decided to formulate your campaign around your knowledge of the human brain because you want to equip people with the mental tools to help them thrive. Wow. Now, that really strikes.
Well, that's what it says.
Well, exactly. And it strikes every nerve in my body, because that's exactly what it is about. And having failed dismally in my life, I know exactly that it really is the 6 inches between your ears. Now, what drives you? Because this is so different. One thinks traditionally of a beauty pageant as being that, a beauty pageant. Now, the fact that you drop dead gorgeous just happens to be a big added bonus. But it's about brains and your campaign. I am so curious to understand, why did you go there?
You know, Chris, for a long time when I was younger, I think a lot of credit went to what I looked like. So I was constantly trying to prove that it was so much more than that. And then entering into the pageantry industry, that is the misconception that people have. They feel like girls that are pageant girls just aren't able to think and aren't able to communicate. And I just wanted to push that stereotype completely out of the window. What absolutely drives me is my knowledge of this. You know, I've been fortunate enough to have a mother that's exposed me to all these incredible things, to metaphysics, to NLP, to hypnotherapy, to such incredible tools that...
Wow.
And then an absolute passion for my country and its people really, really motivates me so much to put the tools that I've learned and the tools that have aided me so much in my life out there and out to these people, and to help them grow and learn, and just to help society as a whole shift its consciousness and move forward, because it's really what we need. We need to stop relying on just surviving, and we need to help people thrive.
Well, I love that. And just having a brief chat to you before the show, in asking you these questions, so many times we are offered assistance as a pseudo third world country. We have a lot of first world development and infrastructure.
Yes.
And then we have a lot of poverty and poverty consciousness. And this reliance on the handout system, not the hand up system. And it really interested me that everything that you have identified is around being unable to just watch people survive on a daily basis. Now, you spoke to us not just about a poverty consciousness and what happens to the poor, but also how people are not thriving even when they're in a more middle class and sometimes a wealthier background, because they don't have these life tools and life skills. And that was very interesting from a young lady who has obviously had a relatively privileged, by South African standards, background, that you are very aware of those things. And mental awareness is so important. So when you look at it around what you have to plan, because obviously you are planning as a winner. You are,
yes,
planning to win South Africa, because when you have to set a goal, you have to know what you're going to do with it. You have to know where you're going to be. So it really interested me in the context of what you would do as a Miss South Africa and how you would focus your reign. And I'd love for you to share with the listeners tonight around how you would want to help and improve the life of South Africans during your reign.
Well, it really has a lot to do with what you said. We focus a lot on a handout system and not a hand-up system. And, you know, life is life. And life and its downfalls and its shortcomings span all walks of life. It's not just people that are in poverty. It's people that come from good upbringings, people that come from middle upper class, people that are incredibly wealthy that aren't, that have good families, that don't. It really expands across every type of person in our country. And yes, I have had a privileged upbringing, but privileged in a sense that I've been taught to have this mental awareness. And privileged people, you know what, people tend to class people as privileged, underprivileged, but everybody has their struggles, and their struggles are relative to their lives and maybe out of perspective when it comes to other people's lives, but they are relative to their lives at the time. So I really do want to focus on not a handout system where I go and, yes, we can build libraries and they serve to educate people, which is fantastic, and we can give people food, we can give people clothes, we can give people shelter. But for as long as they're in that poverty consciousness, society is never going to change and it's never going to grow. And for as long as we keep doing what we've done, we're going to keep getting the results that we've got. So for us to completely change our consciousness is what I really want to focus on. I want to teach people these mental tools from what you would call a more underprivileged background, but from a privileged background too, because the highest suicide rate we see is not amongst poverty and not amongst the poverty consciousness. The highest suicide rate comes from the upper middle class, and those people have their struggles too, so much so that they want to escape life. And I really think that life is such a beautiful and incredible thing, but people are not taught how to live it and how to live it in a way that's going to allow them to prosper and allow them to achieve success. So that really is my drive. It doesn't matter what walk of life you come from. I want to help everybody, and I want to teach them the tools that I've been exposed to in order to help them and hold their hands and guide them to being successful in their lives.
Well, Kayleen, if just hearing you speak and the passion and the energy, it has to happen.
It does.
It absolutely has to happen. And that's why I'm so enthralled when I sit here and I watch you speak. Because the thing is, as someone who is very trained in this field, and I'm sitting here and I'm watching you speak and I'm watching the mind-body connection, as you are speaking about what it is that you want to do, you are in a state of praxis. You are absolutely aligned. Your behaviors and your beliefs are aligned. And you can actually see that energetically. And I'm just so delighted that this is what you want to do. Because the thing is, when people, or when other people, see a person like yourself really doing something and that energy just flows from them in a real, real powerful stream, that there's not doubts and worries and all of this. It's actually a question of, this is what I am going to achieve. I know that that is real mind power speaking, and this is an absolute passion of yours. Now, the key question for me around this is, I can see you get this. You get this, you understand it, you're driven by it, it fires up your inner cylinders, beautiful. Now, what brought about the change? What significant moment in your life suddenly lit this up? Because there has to have been something that caused you to get into neuro-linguistic programming, to make this decision. What was it? Please share with us.
Actually, I just got dragged along with that, to be honest.
Thanks, Mom. Is that
it? Thanks, Mom. No, she's very... she was always searching for answers and searching for more. And I was lucky and so, so fortunate that I was able to be dragged along with her, because everything that she did, I found an interest in. So I decided to tag along with her throughout. And I started as young as 16. So I was very young when I started. And it maybe didn't all make sense to me at the time. But as I've grown, you know, you can't unknow what you know. And it starts to integrate and become part of your life. You don't live and then have it on the side and you can access it whenever you like. You begin to live it and you begin to really be what you've learned. And I took that on board. But then there was a very defining moment where I thought, screw it, let's do it.
Brilliant.
And that was that was at the Success Summit last year, when by God's good grace, I managed to get up on stage with Richard Branson. And it took a lot of embarrassment and it took a lot of performing and making an absolute tit of myself. But I got up there, and, you know, at that moment, it was more than meeting him. It was the tenacity and what it had taken to get up there and to be able to stand there with him and speak to him. And just in that process, I learned so much about myself and what I'm willing to do to achieve what I want to achieve. And I think that really has been the moment that I tend to reflect on when I want to go up and do something, I want to go get something. It really has been that I need to be tenacious and I need to just go for it and, you know, balls to the wall, not care what anyone says, and just make a beeline and go for it. And I think that was the one defining moment that pushes me a lot.
I just want to be clear. This was at the end of Success Summit.
Yes.
When he'd finished his interview with Devi Govender.
Yes.
And it was you.
Yes.
Unbelievable. I was there.
Really?
And I can still remember the interaction. I had no idea it was you. I'm finished. The law of attraction is so powerful. And there you are.
I am.
Well, this is wonderful. And it's so nice to see that you took that opportunity and that you did find it interesting at a young age. Now, if you think of things like the Success Summit that we had, well, the first one was last year in the South, nothing of its kind ever seen before in South Africa. Then we've had NAC, and we've had the speakers that have come to that. And then as a result of that, we've had all these wonderful signature programs that have been offered that are really intensive training opportunities. And, you know, South Africa's ready for this. Now, there are a lot of people for whom, across all walks of life, that kind of financial investment is just a little bit too big for them right now. So in terms of what you want to do, being in a position to actually share what you have learned, you are a living, breathing, walking example of many parts of life. Looking after your body, looking after your skin, because you can't look the way you do without looking after your health and all those kind of things that are physically important on the outside, and definitely very important when one is hoping to become Miss South Africa or Miss of every country. But you're actually now looking at or actually embodying looking after your mind. And the fact is that you can have good days and you can have bad days. Now, I said you can have, because a lot of people will say you have good days and you have bad days.
No.
You don't. You choose, don't you?
You choose. It's a choice. It's all a choice what kind of day you have. I mean, you can wake up in the morning and you make that conscious decision. You know, one or two things may go wrong, and it happens. It happens to everyone. It happens to me. But you, at that moment, take a moment, take a deep breath, and you make the decision to march forth, because you can't afford to have bad days in a society that's moving so quickly and a life that's so enveloping. You know, you need to go for it with every inch of you that you can. And why would you put yourself through that misery if you don't need to? It's not necessary. You know, I firmly believe in having a balance in life. So as much as I nurture my body, as much as I nurture my spirit, I also believe that my mind plays a massive, massive role, if not the biggest, because is it not your mind that drives you to nurture your body, that drives you to nurture your spirit? The mind is the hub of everything, and it all begins there. And I wish people would realize how powerful they really are, because I don't think we'd have a quarter of the problems we do if people realized their full potential and people worked at their full potential. And that all is based on that choice, because it's not just whether you have a good day or a bad day that's your choice. It's whether you have a good life or a bad life that's your choice too.
Now, that's an amazing answer, and it made me think of something that Les Brown said there when you said about people performing to the best or doing the best of their abilities and reaching their full potential. I mean, as he says, you know, if you reach for the stars and you miss, you're probably going to hit the moon, which is a lot higher than you already are. And what an amazing way to actually put that together, that absolutely, yes, you need to look after your health and your physicality and your spirituality and everything. But if you are in charge of your mind, if you are feeding your mind the right food, the right information, if you're living on the right vibration, you're going to start wanting to eat better, exercise more. You're going to want to be in a position. And, you know, life does happen. Life catches up with you. And it is something that is a habit, and it's also something that requires discipline. I know myself had a very, very bad experience a few years back, had to really dig deep to get through that. And sometimes something's got to give. And on my side, it was my weight. That's kind of like my comfort eating when I've got stress on different levels. Right. But as you start getting your mind back on track, because sometimes you just kind of lose your way.
You do.
You start realizing, hang on a second, I need to do this, I need to do that. And you feel more desirous of doing that. Now, I loved your context around, you know, education, the library's a good idea. Feeding people. I mean, these things do need to be done, but it's also
absolutely
in the context. You know, you don't just have to give and go. You can actually give and educate at the same time in terms of upliftment and that desire. Because you can't just say, oh, well, I'm not going to feed any homeless, poor people, hungry people anymore.
Right.
Because they don't know how to get their own food. But it is the, you know, give a man a fish.
That's the analogy
kind of,
I always use.
Lovely.
Always.
Kayleen, Twitter is alive.
Hi, Twitter.
First of all, I'm picking up some serious flack here from some avid followers of the show who are asking you whether I'm wearing a tie tonight.
You know, I got all dressed up, and Chris is not even wearing a tie. It's soul-destroying. It is absolutely soul-destroying. Please, next time I expect a little more.
Well, there you go. I mean, I'm just bust, as they say. You've also had a couple of real South African social media heavyweights tweeting about you tonight, at Go Social SA and at Rich Simmons ZA, both of them very, very well respected in the social media world. Yeah. Now, one of the questions that came through is, when I'm having a rubbish day, what do I do? How do I turn it around?
You know, everybody has their own method of going about it. We do call it a shift in state or a changing state. You need to change your emotional state, but everybody has a different way of going about it. So some people like to do something a little more simple, listen to a song that really gets them amped and fired up and really changes their mood, because music has the ability to completely alter your mood. What I like to do is I go into a quiet space, put my hand on my heart, take a deep breath, and just reflect on what has happened and the way that I want my day to proceed, because there's no use carrying the negativities of the first 5 minutes that you wake up in the morning into the rest of your day. It's just going to affect you badly. It's going to affect the people around you badly. And that's not what you want. You want your team and the people you're dealing with to be absolutely 100% productive, and they aren't going to be if you're not. So if not for your state, do it for theirs. Make it a great day. Just make that decision.
I just want to, how old are you?
I'm 23. Going on 40. Maybe.
You're 23.
Yeah.
You sit here next to me. You speak with such conviction and authority on state, on poverty consciousness, on the power of the mind, on the importance of making a decision. I have to tell you, you're phenomenal.
Thank you kindly, sir.
And I really, really mean it. Suzanne and I are incredibly blessed to have you here in studio with us tonight, because to have a young South African, and especially one who is shooting for a very, very, very well-respected crown, and be so together, but not just on the outside, and this is what is really impressing me, you're actually seriously together on the inside. I already know that whatever it is that you actually decide to do, whether it be during your reign or post your reign, it is going to be massively, massively successful. So please tick that box already.
It's ticked. You know, I really intend on, if I'm given the privilege to wear that crown and that sash, I really intend on taking it to the next level and taking it somewhere it hasn't been before. It hasn't been to the side of things, to the side of social consciousness.
No, it hasn't.
It hasn't.
No.
And I would love to venture into that territory. And I think with the incredible sponsors we have and with Salsi backing us, and they really are pushing for women empowerment and pushing for something different and something new, I really think that I can bring that to the table. So yeah, it's going to be a massive year, and post that too, because I don't intend on it ending after a year.
Well, we want you back, that is for sure. Now
I'll be back any day.
The one burning question I have to ask you goes around a single word, and that word is gratitude. What are your thoughts on gratitude, and what is the message that you have for our audience around gratitude?
Chris, gratitude is my very, very favorite word in the English language. And I actually think that an attitude of gratitude is what changed my life. When you stop begging for what you want and stop living in what you want and start being grateful for what you do have and the countless amount of blessings, because trust me, if you count, they are plenty. No matter what situation you think you're in, you can always compare your situation to someone else's, and you end up finding that you seem pretty pathetic if you're down about something compared to the travesties that go on in this world. Everybody has their blessings, and I just think that being grateful is the most important thing you can do, because the more grateful you are, the more the universe and the more God gives you things to be grateful for.
Wow, that's incredible, and that's something that is so often missing in many, many people's lives because of their paradigms, the way that they're programmed, the fact that, you know, society actually defines what somebody's success is. And we had a conversation with a wonderful young South African yesterday called Paul, who was saying, you know, it was wonderful to go to events such as Success Summit and NAC, but that we shouldn't allow other people to define what is success for South Africans and Africans, and that that success is actually what you want to make of it.
Absolutely.
And the gratitude in terms of, I look at experiences that Chris and I have had that, you know, sometimes when you look back at them, you just think, how did I actually get through that? Mm. But the fact is we're grateful. We're grateful for the education we got from it. We're grateful from the further studying, the people that we've met, the fact that we met your mom. You know, if we hadn't have gone through the things we've gone through, our journey would have been completely different. We wouldn't have met and interacted with the people we have. And that's the thing about being grateful. I mean, sometimes the things you go through are not good. They're very draining, sometimes very distressing. And I know that a lot of young South Africans go through some seriously traumatic things.
Absolutely, no
but
doubt.
In terms of being grateful for still being alive, still being able to get up in the morning, still being able to think about your dreams and focus on your dreams, there's a huge measure and delight in having that gratitude for that, because the next day the phone rings in a different way or a different opportunity presents itself. But life, if you've got a big goal, I mean, and I think for 23, you've got a big big goal. But if you've got a big goal, the universe is going to throw big challenges at you.
Absolutely.
Because if you can't handle those challenges, how can you handle getting the goal? So if you can't understand that going along the way and having certain disappointments or certain things that, you know, life, as you say, can suck sometimes, you don't always get your own way.
No, so you don't.
Get over it and move forward. And what a great way that you do it, that you give reflection, because it's so important to honor what happened. And then you can let it go.
You acknowledge it, yes. You know, I also really, really believe that people need to be in a position where they can be equilibrated and they can realize that both the negative and the positive in your life both serve you. And you take from the negative what you need and you take from the positive what you need. But if you can always return to a point of equilibrium where you can be grateful and have unconditional love for the events in your life, you can move forward. But it is about acknowledging what you have been through and acknowledging your past trials, acknowledging the lessons you've learned from them, because the reason that they came into your life was to teach you something. And if you can acknowledge that lesson, you will be able to move forward. And it really is about attracting things into your life. If you are stuck in your negativity and stuck in a bad place and you can't manage to get your mind out of it, you're going to struggle to attract the positive things.
You're
going to
just get that
try. I know it's a vicious cycle and it's not the easiest thing to do, but try and get your mind out of it because you are strong enough to do it. Get your mind out of that negative place and try and be in a place where you can accept both that come along and thank the universe equally for the bad things that happen or what you perceive as bad things and the good things that happen.
Wow, I mean, what a statement. And I'm just going to let you know where you can follow Kayleen. She's now mastering social media.
I'm trying.
You're doing brilliantly.
On Twitter, she is at Kayleen_Mare. Now, that's CAYLENE_MARAIS. Her Facebook page is Miss S.A. Kayleen Mare. Please like her on Facebook. Keep up to date with what she's up to because she's really a wonderful young lady on a mission. And I'm just, you know, in awe. I could just keep you here.
Keep me, please.
Oh, you are masterful.
What can I say?
Kayleen, gosh, what a delight it has been to have you in studio. You speak with such incredible wisdom. You're right. You are old beyond your years, but in such an attractive way. And final question, and give it to us exactly the way it comes from the heart. When you look into the future 10 years from now, where do you see yourself?
That is such a tough question because you never know actually which aspect of your life to refer to. I just see this big, beautiful, boundless abundance of happiness. That's it. That's my life. Happiness and love and a zest for life that I don't think is ever going to die. I'm a very, very passionate person, and as long as I'm living to my passion and living to my values, I know that 5 years, 10 years, 50 years from now, I'm going to be a very, very happy lady.
Incredible. Well, from Mix FM and the Success Show, all the very, very best with your campaign. Personally, I hope you win. So there
well,
it is
too.
On
Thanks.
The table. And I know that you'll go out and you'll absolutely in every way put your best foot forward, which quite frankly is just a magnificent foot. And it's just been fantastic to have you on air with us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate the invite. And I hope to be seeing you soon.
Don't need
93.8 FM, and that was Snow Patrol Counting Cars, especially for Kayleen Murray, our fantastic MSSA finalists who've just spent the last 30 minutes with us in the studio. I think Chris is in love, but luckily I think, you know, Kayleen's gone now, so it's okay. I think I can keep him.
Well, what an incredible young woman. Oh, my word. How fantastic it is to know that we have people out there of that age who are striding boldly forward, taking action and doing incredible things. And on that note, we're absolutely blessed to have in studio with us Claire Wilson. No, I beg your pardon, Claire Winson. I'm looking down at my notes here, and I'm not even reading the name right. It shows you I need glasses. Claire, welcome to Mix FM and the Success Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I think that your previous guest maybe affected your eyesight a little bit. Completely still blown away. I think everybody who was in studio actually was. It was fantastic.
Oh, I'll take that on the chin. Claire, now you have a fascinating story to tell. And in actual fact, Suzanne and I were very blessed to be able to listen to a part of your story at a recent event which was held by Al Karaki, who in terms of Mix FM will need absolutely no introduction. And that was the Midrand BizMix. And what just fascinated me is that your story in so many ways speaks about the trials and the tribulations that startup entrepreneurs face. A lot of them don't actually want to realize that this is often how it's going to be. And what blew me away, and that's why we wanted you here on the show tonight, and thank you so much for coming in, was the grit, the determination. Now, I don't want to in any way steal your thunder. What I would love you to do is to share your story with our listeners tonight, because it is such a powerful story around the unexpected and how you navigated your way through that to success. And you have been invited here tonight with a very specific purpose, and that is to inspire, and I know you're going to do it.
Wow. Well, that was quite an introduction. Thank you. Yes, I did. I started, I'm actually a freelance PR consultant, and I specialize in putting my clients in the mainstream media, which affects how their credibility is with their audiences, and then also establishing them as thought leaders in their particular industry. And I've been in PR for many, many years, and it actually started freelancing a few years ago, and I had some financial backing, and I had sort of planned ahead and went ahead with it, and I hate to use the word, but I actually failed. And I think you could use the word fail. Tail between my legs, went back to the industry to work for a large corporate company. I didn't have any money. In fact, my car had been repossessed. It had gone so badly. And although I'm very good at PR, my business skills were lacking severely. So it took another 2 years or so before I decided maybe I needed something else. I couldn't say that I actually wanted to go ahead and be a freelancer or to work on my own again. I just knew that I needed something different, and decided to go ahead and do that. And I have to tell you that at the moment I'm incredibly busy. To go through the clients that I have, the types of clients that I have, the events that we're working on, you know, I really, there's not enough hours in the day. It's absolutely fantastic. I'm incredibly blessed. And I think what's important about that is I only decided to do it at the end, to go out on my own at the end of December. And it was right about Christmas. I had given notice, but I still didn't know that I was going to have the courage to do it. And I was only paid until the 27th of December. So I started the beginning of January, not even with a full paycheck, absolutely no financial backing whatsoever, just the absolute knowledge that I had done the right thing and that this would be a success, and took the things that I had learned when other people might say that I'd failed. I took the things that didn't work properly and I fixed them. And that's what it was. It was using it as a learning experience. And actually, by the end of January, within just a few weeks, I was able to pay all my bills and then some. And it's just been snowballing since then.
That's incredible. And, you know, sometimes you get to that position where you need, you know, to do something. You need to do something. but the conviction, because that's a big step to sort of know, without having the financial backing, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to actually leap off the cliff and hope that there's a parachute attached to me somewhere. I mean, that must have been a big decision. I mean, it must have been emotional to do that.
It was a huge decision. In fact, I didn't tell most of my family until well into the whole project. As I left my last place of work, it was the 24th, and everyone was asking me, what are you going to do? And I said, I don't know, but I think I'm going to freelance. I think I'm going to go out on my own. So even then, it was so scary to do it, but I think you do have to make that leap. But you have to come to a point where it's not hoping that there's a parachute. You know that there's a parachute, and you put that parachute on yourself and you go and you don't look back. And because I think that when you start to doubt yourself, that's when things go wrong.
Goodness gracious me. Well, this is powerful stuff. I mean, what a show. I have to tell you, I think this entire radio station's walls are going to explode by the time we're done here. What I love so much about what you've just said, Claire, and it's so, so important, when you had to, and hats off to you here, really hats off to you here, you did whatever it takes, and I can see you're nodding. And this is the thing. You can have the best business plan in the world. You can have the best business idea in the world. You can have all the training, as you did, in the world of PR. You were immensely knowledgeable. You had no idea that there was a gap. But when you went for it, the gap exposed itself. And as you said, you were smashed. The thing is, you didn't allow that experience to crush your dream. You realized that you had to re-engineer, if you will, whatever it is that you were going to do, but you did whatever it takes. And that is just absolutely incredible, because for me, that is the essence of entrepreneurship and of success, is being prepared to do whatever it takes. As Kayleen said earlier, you take the good with the bad. You harness the good out of both. And it was incredible. Suzanne was alluding to your Red Bull moment, as I call them, when you go to the edge of the cliff and you jump and you've just got to grow wings. Otherwise, well, it's a bit messy at the base of the cliff then. Now, if you look at where your business is now and you think about what happened to you when you started your first business, the failure, if you will, and then starting it again and being where you are now. Talk to us a little bit about the mindset. And I'm also quite keen to maybe have you talk a little bit about money. What's changed?
I think if I can, and if there is only one particular thing to bring up at this point, it came from a book. Towards the end of December, and it's hard to believe that one book could actually do that much. But the more I think about it, that it really comes from there, where I had some conviction, but it was a small voice inside of me. And a friend of mine, who a very spiritual person, she's a yoga teacher, she teaches kids yoga, so she's a last person who I thought would have something like this, called me over and said she had a book for me, and it's T. Harv Eker's Millionaire Mindset.
Secrets of the Millionaire Mind.
She pulled it out of her bag, and I thought it was the most bizarre book for a yoga teacher to have. I really, really did. And I started it, and it's basically a list of tips of things of how rich people think versus how poor people think. And that sort of thinking was very much against who I was. I didn't want a lot of money. I didn't need a lot of money. I didn't need to be a huge success. I just needed to, you know, something small. And the more I read it, the more I realized that, why would I sell myself short? Why wouldn't I promote myself? Why wouldn't I look to successful people and say, I can do that, I can be that? And it's got to come back somewhere to having a lack of confidence in yourself or a lack of a belief. And I don't think that if you really get into the heart of it, people are like that. I think I read that book and I realized how much I could do and how much I could be, how I could promote myself, and that's okay. How I can say I want to have something, and that's okay. And that doesn't make me any worse or any less spiritual. And that's why actually being in studio with Kayleen was so amazing for me. because you can look to other people's successes and think, wow, that's fantastic. I'm going to do that too. As opposed to thinking, oh, that's competition. You know, she must be bad or that person must be bad because they've done something good. It was really a mindset and it was a switch and it changed the same evening I started the book.
That's incredible. And it's so wonderful for us to hear this because we do speak with... currently at the moment you're a solopreneur because you're out on your own and you're freelancing, and we speak to solopreneurs, we speak to entrepreneurs, we speak to small business people, and one of the things is that mindset shift, you know, and yes, we all define our own success, but sometimes we don't give ourselves the opportunity to have a little more because we just want enough, or we just want a little bit for ourselves, and it's the fear of going out there. And it's really wonderful to think that you picked up the book and just did something that so many people won't do. They'll read the big book and they'll go, yeah, that won't work for me. And you just thought, wow, I can do this. And, you know, this can be me. And it's incredible. And it's not by chance that we met you at the same event. It's not by chance that we invited you in studio and you heard what Kayleen had to say. I mean, really... people attract each other because they're on the same vibration, it's the same energy, and people want to succeed. And I just think it's incredible that you decided that you were going to do this. I mean, I'm sure your family must have thought you were completely barking mad.
Absolutely. There's a particular member of my family who I was dreading to tell. And it's actually been so fantastic now. It's actually my dad. I don't have time to Skype or, you know, I've got to go or tell him, you know, how well things are going and to have that success and know that everyone had their best wishes for me. But, you know, and we say this word and there has to be another word. Is this idea of failure, that it's just because the position that you had or the company that you started didn't develop in the way that you thought is not a failure, not at all. I think, you know, I've read somewhere that this is the only country where people will look at you as a failure. It's a learning curve and a step in the right direction.
I'm so glad you say that because this is exactly right. You don't know what you don't know until you find out that you didn't know it. And it really is. It's one of those things. You don't know what your blind spot is. And the only way that you actually do uncover that in many ways is through trial and error. And when suddenly something presents itself to you, and that's business. This is what it is. It's you've got the best business plan in the world and suddenly you get smashed in the face by this unexpected event, whether it be the fact that someone who owed you a lot of money has suddenly maybe declared themselves bankrupt, whatever it might be. But there is a key learning in that. And this is what is so refreshing in terms of what you're bringing to the table tonight and what you're teaching to the audience, if you will, is the fact that you've actually just got to go with the flow. Now, there are two things that for me are standing out at this moment around your journey. One of them is the power of a decision. Because you read Harv Eker's book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, and you actually decided that it was a book that had huge value, and you decided to immediately implement. I mean, that same night were the words that you used a few minutes ago. And that speaks to the power of a decision. And this is where so many people just can't get success. Success begins with deciding that you are going to be successful, whatever it takes. They spend their lives in neutral, and then they try and move forward, and you hear the grating of the clutch and all of those noises or whatever, and that's what's going on in their head, the little voice. They're so beautifully taught the past couple of days by Blaise Singer on Train the Trainer, an incredible success resources program that we've just come off. And that's what it is they never decide to really drop the clutch, put it in gear and go for it, and you've done that. And how we celebrate that, because if I'm right, and we were chatting earlier, your business is booming, am I right?
Yes. Yeah, it really, really is. It's fantastic. And I started with, and gratitude did come into it, and affirmations and that sort of thing, that it would be that busy. I think I just got to a point where, and this is something also in the book, that you the way that you look at a problem is, you know, whether you are going to be able to surmount it or not. And I can't remember the exact wording, so perhaps you can help me. But it's that idea that every stumbling block that you come across, every challenge, that doesn't have to be the end of the road. That doesn't have to be the brick wall where you turn around. If you are anticipating that there will be days where things aren't going the way that you planned, there will be clients who pull out, there will be contracts that are broken, but that is not the be-all and end-all, because you've made that decision and you will go forward. It actually, you see it in a different light. A contract falls through, it's not the end of the world, because there's another contract. There's another way I will promote myself. There is another client out there waiting for me.
Well, that's actually very true. And you know, one of the things I wanted to say about that was, when we met you, it was quite interesting because we gave a presentation before you. And when you got up, you went, I don't do the speaking thing. I do the writing thing. And I love communicating that way. And I'm, you know, I'm really great at PR. And how am I going to speak through after you guys have just been up there? You know, and then you just switched gear because you were talking about what you really liked.
Yep.
And within 30 seconds, you'd forgotten that you didn't like speaking per se. Because, I mean, so many people don't like speaking in public. I mean, somebody told us the other day that in America it's about, you know, death is about the fifth worst fear most people have, and public speaking is the other one. So,
you know, and I believed I agreed with you.
Absolutely.
As I got up.
So it's such an incredible thing, though, that the minute the passion got in and you were talking about what you were passionate about, you could have been speaking to 5,000 people. It wouldn't have mattered. You were in your zone and you were in your space.
Now, Claire, I'm a business owner. You run a company called Ohana PR. And I would like you to please give out the website address so that we can drive interested clients to you. What do you do for me? Because I've heard a lot about you and your journey and how you're now creating success, and you've just onboarded some really major clients. So, and that's it. You've got the wing under the air under your wings, and you're going supersonic, which is such a beautiful thing to experience in business. I'm listening to this interview. What can you do for me and my business?
What I actually do, what I specialize in is getting my clients, putting my clients into mainstream media, which is not necessarily something that happens every day. You see mainstream media, newspapers, broadcast, that sort of thing, reserved for the publicly traded companies, for the politicians and that sort of thing. What we actually do is get clients in their particular industry to become thought leaders, because whether you know it or not, and it doesn't matter what industry you're in, you are an expert in it. You know more about that particular industry than most people do, but people internalize that, or they don't realize that they're experts. And I just take that out and I put that down into the written word and I share that with other people.
Wow.
I'm not making anything new. My clients are the ones with the greatest ideas, but how they communicate it, where they communicate it, when they communicate it, and to whom they communicate those messages to is where I can facilitate.
And I would imagine that as a result of what you're doing and the application of your skills, by making me an expert, you're going to drive more clients and more money to me. That's just what I would call a simple basic deduction, huh?
It absolutely is, and that's where I started to get, and that's where I start to get passionate, where I absolutely love to work with clients, because you meet with a client who isn't out there or who's struggling a little bit. You are giving them these tools to make them successful, to help them, to help their families, to help their employees. It helps a community. I get incredibly impassioned about that.
Well, I really love this, and I love the way that you simplify the explanation of how to get it done, because it isn't simple to do when you are the business. I mean, Chris and I write pretty well. I mean, we've published a couple of books, we've been involved with some great projects, but we don't know what it is that a PR person does. But the one thing I can tell you is that we also don't know how to get ourselves into the mainstream media. And we've got great stories, but there is a skill to that. And what happens so often in small business is you really believe that you've got to do everything yourself because of budget constraints. And
absolutely.
And sometimes you've actually just got to decide, you know what, I need some help. and find a way to help. And I love the fact that when you did your presentation to the Midrand community, and, you know, I can highly recommend anybody listening tonight, you have got to go along to these BizMix breakfast meetings or mid-morning meetings out at VodaWorld, who have very kindly sponsored the venue for the Midrand community, because you just learn so much from people in and around your community. And what Claire taught, you know, yes, there were some things that we knew, you know, the social media bit, the this, the that, you know, doing this, doing that. But if you want to be heard, because no matter how much you want to, we want to tell you how great our product is, because that's what we're programmed to do. We haven't been programmed about what is the news story around why you should be in the mainstream media. And as a result of that, on a side field, your product is there, and it's such an essential thing. And I was so grateful to hear you explain that to business people or small business people who think that it's just not for them.
How do I get hold of you? I want you to help me become positioned as an expert in my field. I want more clients, I want more money, and I want it now. How do I reach you?
Okay. Well, for listeners who are on social media, I would ask that they go to Facebook. I have a Facebook page, Ohana PR. It's O-H-A-N-A, P for public and R for relations. Also on Twitter, Ohana _ PR. And those two are the best ways of getting a hold of us of me at the moment.
I have tweeted those, both addresses out. So anybody Wonderful. Listening to the show, get yourself into the Mix FM Twitter feed. It's there. You know, follow us on Twitter, because we always do share that with you. Now, one of the things I want to just share as well is that it's just, I cannot tell you how it is just the law of attraction working and all these energetics, because this year is the 21st birthday of Millionaire Mind Intensive, which is where Harv Eker's book is based on what he was teaching. He then wrote the book and sold the book on, which became a New York Times #1 bestseller. And as a result of that, Success Resources have given us free tickets for all Mix FM listeners. You just have to get in touch with the station. We're going to have it on Facebook. There's going to be a link. You can get in touch with Chris and I via Twitter on @ Chris Styles ZA or @ Suzanne Styles ZA. Or drop us a line at, you know, on air at mixfm.co.za. Abby and the station guys will send the emails through to us. There's going to be a banner up on the website. This is not a competition. These are free tickets.
Absolutely. And it's because Mix FM does so much. It really is. It is just one of the most proactive radio stations in South Africa around personal growth and personal development. And we are just so blessed to have our show, The Success Show, with Mix FM. And because of this, and given the fact that, as Suzanne correctly said, it is the 21st anniversary of Millionaire Mind Intensive and Harv Eker's programs, there will be free tickets to this event. So get hold of Mix FM. The link will be there. We'll circulate it. You'll find it on Facebook. Alternatively, contact us directly. And the other thing is as well, thank you to everybody who is downloading and making use of our podcasts. Now, we will take tonight's show, the interview with Kayleen Murray and the interview with Claire Winson, and we will podcast these interviews and put them out for you to enjoy, to listen to again, to share with other people, and to learn from. And just to give you an idea of how this world of ours is exploding, this past week we have had over 3,000 downloads of just shows and series of shows in our podcast player. So if you go and type in The Success Show, you will see a page which will, or a link on the internet, which will take you to us. Or alternatively, you go to makesyouthink.co.za, you look under downloads, and there's our entire podcast library. And inside of there are all the interviews we've done with the greats, the Harv Ekers of this world. Tonight's interview with with Kayleen Murray and with Claire Winson. They'll all be there. Go access them, enjoy them, and share it with others. And let's move the 3,000 a week to 5,000 a week to 10,000 to 15,000. Let's use all the information that is in there to create a massive wave of success, not only for you, but for other people. Because remember, givers gain, and it is so important to serve others before you purely think about serving or looking after yourself.
Next week, we're going to be sharing with you some feedback on Train the Trainer and the value of the things that we've learned, because we always like to share with you whatever we can. We have a fabulous interview with Melanie Nelson. Now, Melanie Nelson is an assistant trainer with Harvecker's Peak Potentials in the States. And Success Resources bring Harvecker's series of trainings to South Africa, his signature training, and also Millionaire Mind Intensive. Now, she's coming out with Doug this time, and we thought it'd be really great to listen to it from her perspective, because she had to go through that process by first being a student in the room, learning how to become financially free, following the process of Millionaire Mind, and then going on the training journey that she's done, and she does assist with trainings there. Now, you can send us tweets on at Chris Stiles ZA, at Suzanne Stiles ZA, if you'd like free tickets to Millionaire Mind Intensive. And you can tune in next week for that interview with Melanie Nelson on The Success Show. You've been listening to Mix 93.8 FM.
Success begins in the 6 inches between your ears. If you want more money, more time, more happiness, and more love in your life, then listen to The Success Show with Chris and Suzanne Stiles every Tuesday night at 7:15.